It is Wednesday, June 9th, which happens to be an important historic mark in my life. It is the day I was blessed to be able to marry Kimberly. 6-9 is our anniversary, so we're celebrating it. And already I got a call from Debbie Snethkamp, Mark and Debbie Snethkamp. I saw a car pull up in front of the house, but the windows are fogged because I keep it so cool in my office I can't really see out the windows because it's so warm out and it's so cool in here for my studio. But thank you, Mark and Debbie, for dropping a little anniversary present off. That's very sweet of you. Dr. Joel Kahn and his lovely wife, Karen, do a nice job in a variety of ways and a variety of things that they bring to the table and, frankly, bring to our show. Dr. Kahn, leading Detroit area cardiologist, best-selling author of several books, restaurateur, and so many other things. Dr. Kahn, always a pleasure to welcome you back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Oh, happy hump day and happy anniversary knowing you. And Kim, what a wonderful day to celebrate. Sorry you're working. And the Snethkamps are the best. That is just unbelievable. If they're listening, it's my 40th wedding anniversary on Monday. I'm happy to provide them my home address.
I'll give them your home address.
I am married to Karen 40 years on Monday, and we knew each other since fifth grade. So also celebrating good times and good partners, for sure.
Isn't that lovely? That's wonderful. 40 years on Monday. God bless
22
you.
22 years old, just a clean-shaven, skinny boy in med school in Ann Arbor. Yep.
Well, good for you. And you're still pretty much that way.
There's a couple pounds there from working pretty hard the last 40 years. But
for all
let's
of us.
Talk a little COVID. Yeah. Let's talk a little COVID.
Let's get to the COVID story. And I'll tell you what, I need to bring this one up from the news. And I appreciate that you're about to talk about folks being vaccinated and not being vaccinated and herd immunity and all of that. But how do we square this one away? The Maine Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported that 8 residents who were fully vaccinated against coronavirus have died with COVID-19. Now, there is a caveat to the headline of the story. Some of these people who were inoculated while receiving end-of-life care. So that kind of mixes things up a little bit, doesn't it, Doctor?
It does. And, you know, you just did a little announcement about having CertaPro painters come over. If a painter came over with one paintbrush, you might say, you're going to do my whole house with one paintbrush. Doctors have been, this is Joel Kahn's private opinion, hampered with their ability to deal with COVID-19 patients, whether end of life, whether not. And last spring, when we started hearing about other treatments, hydroxychloroquine and vitamins like vitamin C, even intravenous, we got scared in the community. There were certain threats from Lansing that doctors that went outside the norm might be investigated and actually looked at in terms of their medical license. So we've had one tool in the last 6 months, and it's a very, very effective vaccine. It's not 100% effective. There are over 10,000 proven cases of people who've gotten COVID after full vaccination plus 2 weeks. And there are, on a government website called VAERS, over 5,000 people reported to have died after vaccination in the United States. Every case gets investigated, and they haven't been investigated yet, but you can report illness and death after the vaccine. Saying all that, I absolutely recommend the vaccination to all my cardiac patients. They're at risk. And certainly the overweight, the over 70, the diabetic heart patients. But what I shared with you yesterday in an email, Paul, is what people have not heard is a dream team. The Fab Five of critical care doctors in the United States got together last spring and said, we are going to sit down and think out of the box. And we got to find something to help the patients in our critical care units that are dying 80 to 90% of the time. And I'm talking full professors, editors of journals, and they put together an organization called COVID-19CriticalCare.com. And starting in March of 2020, the head of that, Dr. Paul Merrick, who I reached out to, we had a number of emails back and forth, started talking about vitamin D and quercetin and vitamin C and zinc and take melatonin, just based on good judgment and science. They talk about experience-based medicine. These are senior guys in their 50s and their 60s who've written textbooks, five Fab Five guys. Well, they started seeing a signal in October 2020 that a cheap anti-parasite drug called ivermectin, used all over the world, the drug founders won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for identifying the effectiveness of this drug in certain parasites in third world countries, saving people's vision. They identified that countries like Mexico, Guatemala, Brazil were reporting that this was slaying the COVID virus like no other. And there was background that this anti-parasite drug that costs about $2 a week was also a antiviral drug. And they have now put together the world's literature involving 18,000 people in formal studies. And they have formally recommended since January 2021 that we incorporate the vitamins and the lifestyle, get the weight down, eat healthy, exercise, but that we include ivermectin, a tiny little pill that pharmacies have, based on 80 to 85% reduction in death, hospitalization, developing the disease. And this is all on their website, COVID19criticalcare.com. And if it was some hucksters, you'd say, you know, more noise. This isn't noise. This is world top scientists.
Yeah, but Doc, why isn't this, why aren't they screaming this from the rooftops? This sounds like the miracle cure, the golden bullet, call it what you will. It sounds like it, but we're not hearing about it until you're telling us.
Well, you know, I'm distressed, and I swore to my wife a year ago I was never going to do a COVID interview because I'm a cardiologist. But you know what? When people are sick and people are dying, and I have cardiology friends a year later are still having sequela, the long haulers and the rest, you gotta, you know, jump into this if you're in the field of helping people. So that's just one piece of the pie. But anybody can reach out. There's many local docs, and you can go online and get a telehealth doc who can look at your situation and consider a bigger toolbox. I want a painter that comes over with 12 paintbrushes, not one. And that's what this is about. And it's constantly evolved. I mean, there's now protocols for the long haulers, these people that just feel awful 6 months after recovering. There's not much research in that field. And the last piece of the pie, Paul, that I emailed you, and this is really a hot topic this week, is that people who had COVID and recovered have a nearly zero reinfection rate. The Cleveland Clinic published yesterday, it made headlines, people are upset. They looked at 52,000 of their employees at the Cleveland Clinic. For those that said, I'm not taking the vaccine, but I have a proven case of COVID, they had zero reinfection rates in follow-up, and they actually concluded it doesn't look like these COVID-recovered employees of the Cleveland Clinic need a vaccination. That is a very unpopular comment. It's not my comment. It's the Cleveland Clinic published in a journal called MedX IV yesterday, but it's in the headlines around the country. And these COVID recovered people, I'm one of them. I had COVID end of November 2020, have immunity that's proving in research to be very durable. Some experts still say get vaccinated. The CDC does. The Johns Hopkins professor, Dr. McCary, said maybe get one injection, not two, in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. COVID recovered have great immunity, said Dr. McCary. Maybe
so,
get
doctor,
one injection.
Did you get the vaccine then, even after all of this?
I have friends that have ivermectin and inhaled steroids. I have very rich antibodies in my blood. All of this can be, you know, you can determine, I think I had COVID or I know I had COVID. Do I have immunity in my blood? So I've done those testing. I have very strong responses. So I have not gone to do it, but I recommend it for those that don't have COVID and those that are at risk for sure. Because we got it. Right. Look, we got to put a cap on this whole thing. Just the messages, learn about the other tools out there.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of them.
COVID19criticalcare.com. COVID19criticalcare.com. Follow up on all of this. And as always, I thank you for your cutting-edge information, Dr. Khan. Always very helpful. Thank you, sir.
You're brave. Thank you. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Dr. Joel Khan, and happy 40th anniversary Monday to you and Karen. Detroit area cardiologist, restaurateur, best-selling author of several books, all-around good guy here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJRT.